This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Well done, everybody. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We are once again live in the Napa Auto Parts studios. Glad to be here. I look around the room and I see there's our engineer Ace Cosby getting ready for the Ace Cosby joke.
Can you imagine what he would do if someone just popped up and said, oh, hey, here's something, an all-day thing. We're going to need you for 4 days in front of the event.
Sorry, folks. Welcome back. Conversation's bleeding into the
show. Shut up!
Hey, look, baby, I'm a want you. That's a Chick McGee, the disgruntled sports director at the orangeinsoles.com sports desk, coming up his first pick for men's NCAA Division I college basketball. I like this new one. Hey, by the way, Josh is right over there. I can see him. There's a Pat Godwin, comedian. This Wednesday, you're in Dubuque?
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, Cedar Rapids.
All right. In Iowa. Christy Lee is, of course, at the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk. It's good to see you, Christy. This is Tom speaking. Welcome back. Happy to have you here. We appreciate it very much. Got some cool stuff going on right now. We've got a special orangeinsoles.com thing working right now with you could win yourself something pretty cool. There's a little basketball quiz. Check it out on the Bob and Tom app. Details are posted there. And the new app is free, by the way. And it's also how you join the Junior Windbag Society to make corrections, observations, or whatever. You can leave us voicemail messages. It's really fun. Or send us texts or send us emails, et cetera, et cetera. Now, when we last left you, I believe we were discussing, what was it, kombucha, apparently?
I thought we were talking about bread.
Too much alcohol in it. too much alcohol in kombucha for some school systems.
In Washington State, correct.
Now, do you drink that stuff, Christy?
No, never tried it. Does not look appealing at all to me. Smells... That guy that used to work here had it all the time. It always smelled bad.
No, that was him.
No, it's got never smelled. It was just kombucha.
It was the kombucha.
It was.
And the cabbage he cooked constantly.
Okay.
See, I can't eat cabbage. Love it. Can't do it.
Flatulence?
Yeah. There's been no help with that.
I like to hear about Christy's flatulence.
That could be quite awkward.
Intimate
moments.
Yeah, I can. Yeah. I'd like you to fart on my forehead.
Oh.
Hey, you mind?
We move on, please? Lord. I apologize. Christy, is anything happening at the
An end? Oklahoma woman allegedly used a T-shirt gun to launch drugs and other contraband over a prison fence.
Is that right?
How has this not been happening for years?
That's a great idea.
Prison personnel at North Fork Correctional Center in Sayre, Oklahoma, witnessed the incoming package and intercepted it. Authorities alleged the package contained methamphetamine, marijuana, cell phones, tobacco, earbuds, chargers, and digital scales.
Well, how else
digital
do
scales
you expect them to get through
that can't
prison?
Be in one package. It had to have been multiple.
I guess. Boom, I don't know.
Boom, boom. Officers followed the suspect's car driving away from the prison and pulled over and arrested 40-year-old Carrie Jo Hickman. Well, we've had drones do that. Remember, we've had people...
But this is a great idea.
Yeah.
Do you suppose they cranked out Welcome to the Jungle real loud before they came out with the t-shirt gun?
She had girls with pom-poms next to her.
Maybe she can get the girls with the pom-poms to do one of those pyramids and
pom-pon.
Climb out.
Yeah. Pom-pon, he's right.
It's pon-pon, it's not pom-pon.
Pom-pon.
M and then N, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a crossword puzzle word. It's pom-pon?
It's like tampon, only right. Pom-pon.
But
only a little bigger, I hope.
Pom-poms.
If your tampons are the size of your pom-pons, oh, dear Lord. God, go to a doctor.
That's another way to look at it.
That actually leads to that next story about the lady who just had sextuplets.
It does, I guess.
Don't you think? This is the Bob and Tom Show. Thanks for joining us here in the Napa Auto Parts Studios with our engineer, Ace Cosby. I'm getting that. It may be time for the Ace Cosby joke of the day. Get yourself ready. Loosen up, everybody. Christy Lee is at the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk.
Yes, I am. Proud to serve.
She's sitting right next to Josh Arnold.
Hi.
Just back from
who are you waving
two to? Nights in New Hampshire.
The cameras.
Sold out Iowa. Shows. Iowa, okay. Same country.
Day 19.
Pat Godwin's on his way to Iowa.
Yep. Wednesday.
Dubuque Wednesday,
so why
Friday.
Why do you say Iowa for him but not for him?
Friday and Saturday, where are you going to be?
Cedar Rapids.
Cedar Rapids. There you go. It's Pat Godwin, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tom speaking. Chick McGee, of course, at the OrangeInsoles.com sports desk. Getting ready for the OrangeInsoles.com big picks coming up. Getting ready for the formerly called the play-in games. Mm-hmm. Now they're the
first four.
The first four. Right. Okay.
You got your first four, you got your final four.
Okay.
Your Elite Eight, Sweet 16.
Okay. And how many teams are in the tournament?
64. There's going to end up being 64.
Except the eight that are, okay.
Two, four, six, eight,
72.
Right.
We have a lot to get to here. Right now, we have Christy Lee. What's happening over there?
Well, I thought we were going to do a song. A California town suing the owner of the famed Flintstone house, calling it a public nuisance. The town of Hillsboro filed a complaint this week against media mogul Florence Fang, who purchased the home in 2017.
You know what she said about it?
No.
I don't know why. I'm getting all this unfair criticism. I'm Florence Fang.
Is there a picture of this thing?
Yeah, we've had Florence? It on there before. I remember when it was for sale.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
It is cool.
Officials allege that she violated local codes after making landscaping changes, such as installing dinosaur sculptures in her backyard,
that's
among
too
other
much.
Additions.
Hilarious.
In October, enforcement panel found the changes created a highly visible eyesore and are out of keeping with community standards. The complaint was filed after Fang failed to comply with the panel's order to remove
Okay,
the
USA Today is not even trying anymore. Their online edition. Yabba dabba, no?
Oh.
Boo! California town sues over Flintstone house. It's really cool looking, though.
Yeah, that's a great headline.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
It doesn't rhyme with do.
Yabba dabba do. Yabba dabba no. How about yabba dabba don't?
Exactly. Yabba dabba don't would
yabba
either
dabba
be...
Yabba dabba don't's
or
the
yabba
headline.
Dabba boo, so it
that's
rhymes.
Better.
Yabba dabba boo boo.
No, that's combining two different cartoons now.
You know, we can
cross Hanna-Barbera.
How dare you cross cartoons?
You know what? We can argue about any topic.
Yeah,
of course we can. Because we hate each other.
Yeah, we do.
More or less.
So you're saying yabba dabba don't?
No, I'm saying yabba dabba do. The people in the neighborhood are saying yabba dabba don't.
It's either yabba dabba don't or yabba dabba boo.
Oh, for the headline, yeah. Not yabba dabba no.
Yeah.
No, you're right. That does stink. How did they miss yabba dabba don't?
Who knows? They're not even trying, like Jake said.
The house does look pretty cool.
Fang said, I think the dinosaurs are beautiful. They make everyone smile.
I'll bet that it's not the visual. I bet it's that whistle they blow at the end of the shift. That's what probably gets them. One of the great scenes. Oh, you think that's one of the, where he hops on the brontosaurus.
You know, and I lived for the Flintstones when it was on. It really doesn't look like what I thought it would.
Same here. To me, it does not look like the Flintstones house.
Isn't there a Flintstones house that was owned by, like, Dick Clark or somebody weird like that?
I don't know.
Bob Hope.
I think you may be correct.
Yeah, see, Dean knows what I'm talking about. Mm. Yeah.
I haven't heard anything from Dick Clark lately.
Well, that's because he's dead, Jake.
Oh, Ryan Seacrest had him killed.
Wow, something got cold in here. But it's cool. We'll put a picture of this in the various Bob and Tom social media platforms. Certainly worth looking at. Yabba dabba don't.
Yabba dabba no.
It's pretty cool looking.
Yeah, it was Dick Clark selling his Flintstone-esque home. And it was in Malibu.
Yeah, his looked a little closer to the actual cartoon.
Right.
Didn't it?
It wasn't colorful. It was more rocky, cavey looking.
Yeah, but that's kind of cool. But show me a guy that has the Jetsons house, and then I'll be impressed. Remember that pad?
Sure. Oh, yeah. 1,000 feet in the air or something, for starters.
It's a little hard to do.
Way up in the sky. And wasn't there an issue you had with the Jetsons?
Meet
and
George
the,
Jetson.
The maid for the Jetsons?
Well, I mean, occasionally. Apparently, it's Rosie and George would
have drink.
They had an affair.
No kidding.
Rather scandalous.
Mm-hmm.
Got the new suck nozzle in, Mr. J.
Rosie! Sounds like a great idea.
Okay, I'm sorry, Christy.
Mr. Spacely.
Back to you.
Ruh-ro. Roar just rocking the maid.
He's rocking the maid. That's correct. He is indeed rocking the maid.
Ruh-ro.
Rock and roll. Hoochie.
I love the Jetsons.
Best cartoon theme song ever, The Jetsons.
I loved it.
It has everything Tom wants. Good tune, story, tells the story.
Nice narrative, yeah.
Great. The orchestration is fantastic.
What a great production, yeah.
Then those horns kick in.
Daughter Judy.
But that's a tough category, though. Best cartoon theme songs, they're all pretty good.
They put up Scooby-Doo, come on.
Man, that's good too.
Good one, Ace.
No,
it is good.
Scooby Dooby Doo,
where are you?
That's lazy.
That?
Yeah, that's lazy, lazy writing.
Are you kidding me?
Starts off spooky and then goes into kind of
no. You now?
Sucks.
That's good. I'm with you.
Yeah,
Ace.
Dangling whatever that is.
What about Josie and the Pussycats?
From you,
Josie and the Pussycats.
Oh, I like awful. Josie and the Pussycats. Yeah. They wear ears for hats. Josie and the Pussycats. Come on.
Now King Kong. That was a theme song.
You know the, what is it? You know the story
of King Kong. You know the fame of King Kong. George, 10 times as big as a man.
King Kong wasn't a cartoon.
Yes, it was.
They had like the top 50 cartoon characters on Metal Floss a couple days ago. And number one was Homer Simpson.
I can believe that.
And number two was Bugs.
Yeah.
Well, different categories.
I guess. I don't know.
Man.
It's pretty hard to beat. You'd have to go Bugs, Daffy.
Daffy was like 29.
Then they're
unbelievable.
Throw the list out.
That's
then there's no point.
Godwin's onto something though. George of the Jungle, like quite good.
Yeah, that was a good one.
No,
great. If you are a veteran of this show, there is something about George of the Jungle.
I know where we're going.
That was pointed out to us by one of our listeners. Christy, do you want to tell it so I don't look
don't
like
really
a sexist pig?
This woman used to. She would do a little dance to George of the Jungle, and she would
while partially clothed.
Yes, yeah. And cup her breasts and
to the drums.
Yeah,
boom, up and down.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah,
I can see that. Yeah,
she volunteered that information.
She called us. We didn't ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I used to do a little something to King Kong.
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
mild lyric change. Yeah. Let's. Could we? Geez. I want to hear your song again. I really like this song. We had an interesting story about kombucha.
Yeah, it's been banned from a Washington State school district due to its alcohol content. Apparently, kombucha tea is fermented and contains trace amounts of alcohol, like 0.05% or something.
So, I mean, that's. Is that so legally? They probably can't. Kids can't have it then.
Yeah, legally, apparently not.
And I asked this question, and I don't know the answer. Does someone make a alcohol-free version of kombucha, the O'Doul's, if
kombucha.
You will?
Right, I don't know.
Kombucha.
Say it again.
Kombucha.
Kombucha.
Yeah, I don't know.
And it's spelled with a K, so again, it looks like it's something from the former Soviet Union. It sounds like one of the submarines in The Hunt for Red October.
Yes.
God, I love that movie.
Yeah, good flick.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What do they call it? Crazy Ivans? Which apparently don't exist. I was very disappointed to find out that he just made that up for the book. But do you have your little tribute to kombucha?
Well, is Willie Concarney still here?
Oh, I'm sorry, Willie.
Oh, there he is, Willie.
All right, come on, Willie.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, Willie.
Nice sombrero.
Thank you. It has an alcoholic content, 0.05%. Drinking this beverage to get drunk with. It's not pesos well spent. Get pulled over drinking a bottle, and you can fool the fuzz, 'cause you'd have to drink 4 cases to even get a buzz. I'm not a fan of this.
No!
I don't mean to diss.
No.
The yoga ladies insist, but it tastes like donkey piss.
Kombucha!
What's the part where we sing?
What? Kombucha!
Everybody.
Kombucha!
Thank you very much. Willie Concarney.
Thank you. I forgot we
Willie,
did it at the end.
Willie, you lost your accent halfway through.
Yeah, trying to read the lyrics.
Oh, Willie, yeah, it'll happen.
Stumble.
Yeah, well, thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Willie Concarney.
Yeah, Bill Concarney does. Really. He goes by Willie, please.
If you're going to go Bill, be Bill with meat. Hi, I'm Bill with meat.
Bill with me.
Good to see you. Thanks for joining us. I'm sorry, Christy Lee once again at the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk.
A mystery public pooper's on the scene in New York City.
You seem thrilled to do this story.
The suspect's territory is the Broadway Theater District.
Oh.
Apparently, the Mad Chatter's been striking at Magic Mike musical tryouts.
Really?
Just this one specific thing.
Reportedly defecating chicken in dressing rooms and backstage areas.
Oh, not so this isn't on the street?
Nope. Authorities believe that the public pooper is trying to bring attention to a dispute with actors' equity.
Wow.
Yeah, the...
there's a pissed off actor somewhere.
Apparently pooping all over the... There's a, the news story, there's a guy that, in the beginning of the story, falls in it.
Is that is
yes,
that true?
I'm not making it up.
Oh, Jesus.
I can't stand it.
No, it's true. I mean, there's apparently some huge dispute with actors' equity. And some guy, I'm not sure how it's being protested, but it's happened in multiple, it's like in dressing rooms and on the stage. And the last time there was this much of a poop on Broadway, it was that Spider-Man show.
Yes, the YouTube thing.
That they
turn off the dark.
I wish I could have been sitting in here watching Tom read this article when he stumbled upon the board and said some guy fell in it.
I've got it if you want me to.
No, wait a minute. Right.
Do we have, is that is Willie Concarney back?
Yeah, he's back, man.
Oh no, it's Pat. It's Pat Godwin. I'm sorry.
Oh, you guys can help me on this one if you'd like. I don't think you need any prompting.
So okay. You can
they say a guy just dropped a deuce on Broadway.
On Broadway,
something funky stinking up the air.
On Broadway.
And I'm the one to sing the blues, but I got poop on my dancing shoes. It's on my pants and my ascot, it's everywhere.
On Broadway.
Just who did it, no one knows. On Broadway.
On Broadway.
But the smell is coming from the Cher show.
Cher?
I'm not one to overstate. This turd is half my body weight. Who's the dude that had to defecate?
On Broadway.
On Broadway.
On Broadway.
On Broadway.
Nice.
I refuse to participate.
Isn't there a musical?
Yeah, you sure did.
Isn't I don't blame you.
Isn't the musical poop bump? Is the musical poopsicle?
No, Seussical.
Oh, Seussical. I'm sorry. I'm trying to find the
poopicle. Not poopsicle.
Here we go. This happened during tryouts for Magic Mike.
Yeah.
At Pearl Studios, 500 8th Avenue, and then again March 6th at the Ripley Greer audition space. According to actress Eunice Bay, there was a lot of disbelief when a representative for the show slipped on the floor.
Look, here he goes. Here he goes. His head's turning around. Head turning around. He's gone.
The woman stopped and said, "Oh, my God, I stepped in." We all laughed, thinking she was kidding. Then we began to smell it.
So one of the guys trying out for Magic Mike.
Yes, and then fellow auditioner Allie Faye Monka said the first theory.
Faye Monka?
Yeah, M-O-N-K-A. The first theory was that someone carried it off the street in their shoes, but there was no way that was plausible, given that it looked like a fresh pile.
This is
from the New York Post.
I don't care.
Well, the Post is The post is the post.
No, there's some kind of dispute with Actors Equity, so some guy's doing this on purpose, apparently.
Christy, shut
and
up.
First of all, it has to be a guy.
Texting my daughter at school.
There's no way. There's no
so
way.
This guy is serial. Woman. He's a serial crapper. He goes from
man.
Stage to
apparently.
Stage.
Maybe maybe he's trying out for Les Shiz. Mary Poopins, are they doing a musical event? Oh. Cats has been redone as Shats. It's in a giant Scats. Litter box. Scats would have been probably less offensive.
Yes, Cats would have been.
God. Oh, Christy's texting me here on Broadway.
I mean, I'm talking to my daughter. You guys go right ahead. I'm sorry.
Man.
She's so sensitive. This is a real thing,
like
Christy.
Talking about poop.
No, I'm sorry. This is a legitimate news story.
I don't care.
Thank the New York Post.
There are a lot of legitimate news stories we choose not to do every single day.
Because they're too
day.
Depressing.
Oh, boy.
By the way, it's no longer called the Great White Way. Oh. I think it's time for a palate cleanser.
Yes.
He's Cosby.
What is this, a joke? Are you joking? This is a joke, right? What are you, from a radio station?
Now, Jess, you mentioned you watched a ghost show this weekend.
Yeah, I did. Ghost Adventures.
Reminded me. What did ghosts drink?
Oh, I'm not too sure.
What?
Booze.
Booze.
You know, if you'd been trick-or-treating and you spewed that at me on my front porch.
No candy?
No candy.
Booze. Oh, God. Sorry. No, Christy, you have anything else? How about, why don't we do Today in History, Christy? We haven't done that yet.
I was going to come back with that.
Okay.
Squirrels are reportedly interfering with maple syrup operations in New England.
I saw this. Very serious business.
Maple syrup producers say that frantic squirrels are chomping on equipment, crimping the flow of sap at some operations. Lynn Merrifield, president of the Maine Maple Producers Association, said, quote, "I've heard a lot of people talk about squirrel damage, so it's probably the worst we've seen."
Huh.
Mark Iselhart, a maple specialist with the University of Vermont, says there's no way to completely control the squirrels.
What a great gig that would be.
What? The maple specialist?
I'm a maple syrup president. That'd be fun. Suppose he gets tired of it?
Maybe.
I'm a diabetic. But still, it's good living. And
they put you up in a log cabin.
Do they?
You have that job.
Oh, they do.
Tom, right? You had a squirrel in your toilet once, right? Remember?
I did. Dead one. That scared
what
the
about
hell
an iguana?
Wait a second.
You shat a squirrel?
No. At my old house, when you walked down the stairs, there was a bathroom by the front door. And you could, the way the angle was, you could actually see right into the toilet. And I was going down the stairs one day and I thought, one of the boys didn't flush. I walked in there. And it was a dead squirrel scaring at me. And I did one of those.
Man.
Jeez. So then I had to sacrifice a pair of tongs and a garbage bag.
Well, we have a similar
story.
Just
a second. I want to get back to the squirrel industry.
What?
I mean, the maple syrup industry. I looked this up. Average price of maple syrup 2017, about $35 a gallon.
Hmm.
So remember
that's a good investment. Maple syrup never goes bad.
That's true. You don't have to put it in the fridge. Number one and number two, it'll stay forever.
I still have some that Haywood brought us.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Ago.
That was great stuff. But remember, we had a story. I think it was last year or the year before that millions of dollars worth of maple syrup were stolen out of Canada on a ship or something.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's very expensive.
It's really hard to do. I tried that once.
Tapping.
Oh.
But the real maple syrup is delicious. I mean, real thing. You don't need a lot of it. And, of course, you put it on the side.
No, you don't.
Now, Josh, your new show, what's the name of your new show?
Learn How to Eat.
And you got to say it that way, too.
Learn How to Eat,
yeah.
Josh.
I made a lot of pancakes.
So you put your maple syrup on top of the pancakes.
That's exactly right.
He taught me that. It's much better on top than on the side.
So wouldn't the thing to what's it called when you get rid of a whole population, thinning the herd of squirrels? Don't you think that's the way to go?
You can't issue
BB guns.
Or, no, you're messing with Mother Nature.
It'd be fun going out there picking off squirrels left and right.
What are you, a psychopath?
No.
How about this? It would be fun.
Would you be able to kill a squirrel in cold blood? Yes or no?
Oh, sure. Why not?
No.
Is that right?
Well, if you're what is it? What's the word I'm looking for?
Genocide?
No, when you thin the herd.
That's exactly what I was thinking of.
Is it called culling? when you like culling the herd? What's the word I'm looking for?
In other words,
it may be culling.
They have too many squirrels out there because they're ruining the maple syrup. And what would you rather have, a bunch of dead squirrels or no maple syrup? So you go out
dead
there,
squirrels, yeah.
Issue 22.
I don't really eat maple syrup, so I'd rather have my squirrels.
Well, maybe if too many squirrels are killed, then we won't have trees to make maples.
Yeah.
We don't have to kill all of them. You leave a few.
It's like bees. We don't want to kill bees.
I mean, around here, my God, there are almost as many dead squirrels as there are potholes, although not quite as many.
I bet you hit a lot of potholes because you're supremely unaware.
You ever see that porn video, Squirrels Gone Wild?
Oh, I always wanted to get it.
Woo!
Show us your acorns.
Can squirrels be eaten?
Oh, nothing.
Yeah, you can eat squirrels.
Yes.
Like chicken. Yeah,
see,
I've had squirrel, yeah.
Now we could feed people and... I'm a problem.
You need like
solver.
About 30 or 40 to make a pretty good meal.
All the more reason to.
And ironically, they taste great with syrup.
Why is that ironic?
Squirrels and waffles. We've all heard of that.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.